Representative Michelle Steele concedes in California's 45th District Congressional race. Santa Ana, California, with her opponent steadily increasing his lead, Republican Representative Michelle Steele conceded defeat Wednesday in her bid to retain the 45th Congressional District seat that includes parts of Los Angeles and Orange counties. From the moment I came to the United States, I knew that giving back to the country that welcomed me with open arms would be part of my future, Steele wrote in a statement. Because of the opportunities offered by this great country and God's great blessings, I was able to go to college, start a family, and build my own American dream. I embarked on a mission to assist first-generation Americans, stand up to our adversaries, and defend human rights. The journey to work on behalf of legal immigrants and struggling families took me somewhere I never could have imagined, and for which I will always be grateful, the United States Congress. Everything is God's will and, like all journeys, this one is ending for a new one to begin. I owe a debt of gratitude to my supporters, my staff, my family, my daughters, and especially my husband, Sean, for standing by me through endless campaigns, Steele said. To my volunteers, we would never have made it this far without your tireless efforts. And to the voters, thank you. I will never stop fighting for you. The latest returns from the November 5th election showed Democratic challenger Derek Tran with a 613-vote lead in the race. Tran declared victory earlier this week despite the relatively slim advantage and an unknown number of ballots left to be tallied. Tran leads 157,960 to 157,347, 50.1% to 49.9%, according to the Secretary of State's office. Tran led by 581 votes entering Tuesday's resumption of counting previously processed ballots. The consumer rights attorney and co-owner of a pharmacy with his wife Michelle trails in the Orange County portion of the district, 142,513 to 138,904, 50.64% to 49.36%, but leads in the Los Angeles County portion, Artesia, Cerritos, Hawaiian Gardens, and a portion of Lakewood, 19,056 to 14,834, 56.2% to 43.8%. In his statement declaring victory on Monday, Tran called the win a testament to the spirit and resilience of our community. Throughout this campaign, I heard from voters who wanted representation that prioritizes our community's unique challenges, he said. From the need for affordable health care and housing to the importance of an economy that includes everyone, people here are looking to the future with hope and determination. I look forward to representing that optimism and working tirelessly to ensure that our community's voices are heard in Washington. Tran has been slowly expanding his lead as vote counting continued from the November 5th election. On November 6th, Tran was trailing by 11,363 votes, but he slowly cut into the lead as daily tallies were released, and he took his first lead over the two-term incumbent on November 16th.